Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
The American dream, his last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And Elaine Culotti is with us. You may know her, of course, from the Discovery Plus Undercover Billionaire show. She spent decades navigating terrain that most officials have never set foot on. She's a builder, interior designer, and the visionary behind standout projects like her home Santa Monica iconic House of Rock. And her, I just looked this up online, 40-acre Big Z Ranch is a model of a regenerative farming, and Elaine joins us here on the National Defense. Elaine, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. I got to tell you, this regenerative farming, this is something that really catches my attention because our daughter is, she's going to school for, I mean, she's really into this back to the earth regenerative farming and says that's the way that everybody needs to do. How did you get into that?
I fell into it. I really did. I fell into it. When I did Undercover Billionaire, I was in Fresno, and I was in what we call America's Food Basket, because we, of course, grow about 80% of the produce, stone right. fruit, nuts. So I was there, and I was like, well, most people don't even know where Fresno is. And farming is the only thing that has really, like, totally ripped my heart from my chest. It's such hard work, and it's such an incredible reward. It's almost like birthing a child. I think it's amazing. And you would be happy to know I back right up to Camp Pendleton. I'm up against Ammunition Base.
Oh, is that right?
I hear the sound of freedom every morning. Yes,
oh, man,
I do.
Great. That's great.
That's right. We do CSA from our farm, which is community supported agriculture, for those who don't know. And we basically spend most of our time trying to grow food and giving it away. Hard to sell food in California if you're a small farmer.
Yeah, it's so important, though. I mean, and I've talked to a couple of different agriculture experts on the program that, you might think that's a community situation, but it's worldwide. And especially in the United States, it's so important to get back to that natural kind of farming and return to the soil. And a lot of people are starting to catch on to that now, don't you think?
Oh, I do. I think the changeover in HHS is going to be monumental for California. It's not lost on me that we have completely stripped all of the major, food, basically oversight committees, FDA, CDC.
Yep.
And the point of that is to say, hey, like, can we just get back to basics for a minute? We can always go there in a minute. We can always revamp up, but let's just take a breakdown of what are we doing to our food. And I also found out recently through a friend of mine who's working on a program for military to change the food on the bases. As it turns out, the food supply for all of our military, all of our finest and our best, is the same food supply that goes into our prisons. This, yeah, to me is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And so I just want to give a shout-out to Diana Fountain, all the people that are working on that, Mike Tortilla, there's a bunch of them that are working on this program to make sure that all military have SNAP as part of their enrollment. They don't have to ask, and they get fresh fruit and vegetables and meat and goat's milk and anything organic that they want is actually part of their bill.
At the very least.
They get it.
At the very least.
It's just absurd
the way that that works on a military basis. I mean, put in a community garden at every military installation and base. I mean, that's, you know, just starting with that. We're talking to Elaine Colati here on the National Defense. You know her, of course, from Undercover Billionaire. Hey, let's talk about some Los Angeles real estate here, because our other daughter lives in Los Angeles, and she and her husband, who is an anesthesiologist at Cedars-Sinai, getting ready to move to the most expensive place on earth, Palo Alto, California. And,
oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, you should be grateful your daughter can afford Palo Alto, California.
Well, I'll never get to visit her again. It's too expensive for, you know, I mean, it's just crazy. But, the you know, since the wildfires, and we were out there for part of the wildfires, and I talked to a lot of the folks that have had homes and a lot of celebrities that have lost their homes. And they're, you know, they're in that maybe rebuilding mode. But it seems like everybody is still kind of wondering what's going to happen here.
So what can I say? First of all, the rioting has completely shifted the, you know, optic as well as the workforce. Just remember that, you know, when some big, bright, shiny thing happens in California, the administration here goes running.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a flat line in the Palisades, Altadena, and Malibu for the last 10 days. There's just been no action whatsoever. They cannot do two things at the same time. And I also want to point out that the Army Corps of Engineers that has been here to do the cleanup is leaving, and most of them are gone. I think they're down to 30, you know, groups of men.
They're leaving.
Yes, they're done. Well, of course, because they're forced in. They come in on orders. Just like the military, they did the opt-in. You're supposed to sign up if you want to get cleaned up, okay? And if you didn't sign up to get cleaned up, you don't just get cleaned up. You must sign up. And people didn't understand how civilians don't understand how organized the military is. They came in, they did their job, their orders are up, it is time to go, period. If you did not get in to that thing on time, you will not be getting their assistance. And by the way, that's the way it should be. You know, if you can't put your feet on those yellow markers, you're not going to be a Marine. You have to let them do their work, and they're gone. They're done. Because a lot of people here are, you know, loosey-goosey, I'm not sure, I can't decide yet. You better decide. Or they're leaving, and they left, and we have a lot of cleanup to do, and we don't have their organization, their skill set, their critical path schedule. We don't have their, you know, hombre, their big macho work ethic is gone.
Right.
And it's a crazy little storm we are in the middle of.
Yeah, unless they have their mission. You know, once that mission is over, they're on to the next mission. So I know exactly what you're talking about. But now what is
they
that?
Slayed it.
Of course.
They did such a great job. We nothing more than want them back. And they hired outfits underneath them under their MATOC. So they hired, for example, ECC or Security Paving. And they managed those groups exactly like they managed the Army Corps. Hmm. It was like a ballet. They were so good. And they're gone.
So where does that leave? Where does that leave everything? Where does that the people that didn't sign up, where does it leave them?
It leaves them having to remove their own debris, and if they do not do it in short order, they will be fined by the city for not cleaning their lot. And then the city will provide someone to clean it for you, and they will obviously bill you for that. And if you cannot pay that bill, they will lien your property.
Yeah, I don't see Steve.
So it's very, very serious business.
I don't see Steve Guttenberg out there, you know, picking up his neighbor's trash. I mean, if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be Steve Guttenberg. But as far as housing prices, where does that put everything? Because it seems to me, and just what I hear from my daughter, that housing prices, it's kind of a buyer's market, which is crazy to say in Los Angeles.
I certainly think if you're buying a lot, it's a buyer's market because, you know, there's a lot to do before you can put a house there.
Right.
And that's really for the experts in the field. And so there's a lot of big developers swarming around trying to put deals together. But if you have a home and you can, you know, have a viable place to live, it's a very valuable asset because there are, you know, thousands and thousands of homes missing. So those people, the 25,000 people that left the Pacific Palisades have to find a place to live permanently. This is minimum. That's kind of the household estimate of the people that left the Palisades. And clearly you can see there's no one here when you drive around.
Mm-hmm.
Malibu is annihilated. And I don't know how long it will be before they're able to rebuild the Malibu coastline because you've got a lot of issues with septic and coastal commission. And,
right.
Or, you know, California is a red tape nightmare.
Right. Right. I want to ask you about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really unfortunate thing where the environmentalists that were do-gooders went off the tracks and started to put, you know, ordinances and initiatives in place of common sense, which created, you know, a very dangerous situation during the fires where we were protecting an unknown brush and needless to say, you know, we created a tinderbox and burned our city down. You know, you can't really paint that in any other shade of black.
Yeah.
You can try. But it was a bad move and it came from the top down. You know, then we have these water issues, which we've had forever in the Central Valley. I mean, as you well know, we are in a desert. So if we don't direct water to the farmers and to the bases and to the cities, then we will run out. Or we have to put, you know, desalinization in or we have to do aggressive things to have water. Instead, we're just like shooting it out to save smelt or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not, not logical.
Just ask anybody at 29 Palms how hot and dry things are. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Oh. Forget something for your project? We've got you. At HomeDepot.com, get fast, free delivery on millions of items for whatever you're working on, same day or next day. We bring what you need, and you bring it to life. Get fast, free delivery only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m., subject to availability.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just Just go to the App Store or NationalDefenseNetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
We're talking to Elaine Colati here of the National Defense, and I want to hear about your plan. You got a plan for a rail solution. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, I don't think my plan is any new news about railroad. American Railroad is probably one of America's greatest assets. People don't understand that. They don't know, you know, that we have the largest network of real estate tied together in the United States is by rail, which means, you know, why did Warren Buffett buy the BNSF? Great question. I asked this to everyone. Most people don't realize that he had a cable company and he needed the easements and he needed to get those cables connected. And the fastest way to do it was on a railroad. So at the end of the day, if we can reconnect American Railroad to short line and supply chain and move food, we would be doing a great favor to underserved communities in the United States. And so we have to that end, work on it. We have to make way. We have to reinvent railroad in a way that everyone wants to be around it, where it's clean, it's safe, it's, you know, quieter. There's a lot of ways to do it with the new, you know, engineering programs that we have now. Think of like an electric vehicle being charged at a train depot while you get on an electric train. Wow. I mean, this is infrastructure that exists already anyway. And the BNSF and Union Pacific and CSX and all the big granddaddies of rail, which they call Class 1, all need to be coddled along to be able to do things that would allow this type of distribution. Hmm. Instead, we block them. We block them with big lawsuits. We block them with legislation. We don't allow them to operate, which exactly kills direct arrow to the heart of our supply chain. It's like shooting someone right in the middle of the forehead. You got to let rail move, and you got to let them move quickly, and you got to let them exchange, and you got to let them load and unload. We have to work through this and bring America's railroad back.
Are you going to run for governor of California?
I've been asked. I would love to run California. I mean, I want to say.
I can't believe this is the largest collection of actually decent common sense ideas I've heard from anybody in California.
I love you. Thank you. I mean, here's my thought, you know, about that. I mean, I don't want to toot my horn, but I think with my eyes closed and my hands tied behind my back,
yeah,
I could do a better job than Gavin Newsom's doing. I mean, this is just insanity to me. Like, why is he upset at all that Donald Trump is here helping us with the unrest? Just in a nutshell, what is wrong with that? I can't get a straight answer. And by the way, what at great expense, you know, great expense.
Sure.
And the guys came up from, you know, 29 Palms, and they were in a hotel in Pasadena. This is a true story, okay? There was rioters outside of the hotel in Pasadena. Nice, you know, accommodations. There was screaming and yelling until they left. They went down and slept in the Capitol building because they just didn't want to be heckled. I mean, we have to be nice to people, and they're here for us, and we turn it into, you know, a big scene, a political optic, a way to grab power. I mean, nonsense, I say. Nonsense.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine that anybody would appreciate the support more than local law enforcement. I mean, it's like what the National Guard is here because they have your back. Okay, good.
I mean, look, we pay the most property tax now with mansion tax in the United States. It's insane. And the most important buckets of property tax in California, let's get down to it, are fire and police and road repair and schools. Why, with the largest amount of property tax being paid and mansion tax, do we have no money for fire and police, the worst possible roads to drive on, and I don't even know what to say about our education system.
Yeah.
By the way, the California lottery, that's for education. There should be so much money in schools. People buy lottery tickets all the time, millions and millions of dollars. That money's supposed to go into the school system. Where is it? Why has no one done any accounting? Why do we have? We seem to have no money all the time.
And what about the cannabis money? It's got to be a.
What are we doing with that? Where is it?
Right. Where does that go?
We were better off when it was illegal.
Oh my gosh!
It's just. I'm telling you, it's the abuse of power. And the abuse of the high-end taxpayer.
I'm making a sign right now.
We are now facing $8 per gallon gas.
Yeah.
Because all of the big refineries have left. And guess what we need? We need railroad to deliver fuel. You cannot deliver enough fuel on trucks. And if we don't get this thing sorted out, that's where we're headed. We've got a big, huge problem that we wouldn't let Phillips 66 and Chevron. I understand it's dirty, but that's life. You know,
yeah.
You want to live with all your friends in a big city and drive your hot rods, you're going to have fuel. It's interesting to me that we don't look at it like that. We can't be an electric system. By the way, big win today with this takedown of the electric car mandate for a lot of states because it will lead the way. And we just don't have the infrastructure. In the summertime, we have rolling blackouts because we have no power grid.
Yeah. And good luck in getting insurance. Good luck getting insurance.
Wow. Our insurance commissioner, what in the world? Now, that's where I would, if I was governor, I would have the greatest insurance commissioner. Also, a lot of these fireproof home builders are more than willing to self-insure. So if you gave them cheap permits, if you said if you buy this kind of a house, you don't pay these permit fees, you would have self-insurance by those kind of home builders. And there are lots of them that do prefab firewalls and fireproof roofing and fireproof trusses. This is critical impact to areas that cannot get enough water out there to fight a fire. I think we have to really start looking at having separate building departments. For example, Pacific Palisades, which I will lobby for, and starting, you know, as soon as possible, have an open building department in the Palisades, where each municipality has its own building department.
Hmm.
There are plenty of retired building officials that are extremely helpful. It is the Department of Building and Safety, remember that can come in and work and would love to have a sideline gig in the Pacific Palisades helping people rebuild.
Absolutely.
It would accelerate the process. It would be so helpful to people that are, you know, in their 60s and 70s that don't know how to navigate the building department. It would unload the building department so that the rest of the state could actually work in unison with the communities they're already serving. There's so many, I have so much to say about that.
And listen, Elaine, I'm making the signs right now, Elaine Kalati for governor. Elaine, thank you so much.
I love you. Thank you. Bye, Randy. Take it easy.
Okay. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
This Memorial Day, Washington, D.C. takes center stage as the nation comes together to remember, honor, and celebrate the spirit of America. Events D.C. is a proud sponsor of the 2026 National Memorial Day Parade, part of the America 250 celebration, a historic moment recognizing 250 years of courage, service, sacrifice, and unity. Join us on Constitution Avenue in the heart of the nation's capital as marching bands, military units, veterans, patriotic floats, and families from across the country come together for one of America's most meaningful traditions. As D.C.'s official convention and sports authority, Events D.C. is proud to help bring people together for unforgettable moments that showcase our city, honor our heroes, and create lasting memories for residents, visitors, and guests. This Memorial Day, we march together, we honor together, and we remember together. Be part of the 2026 National Memorial Day Parade in Washington, D.C. Events D.C., proud sponsor of the 2026 National Memorial Day Parade.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price, just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and David Green is with us. Of course, you know him from NPR Morning Edition. He was 25 years as a print and radio journalist, including stints covering the White House, the Moscow bureau chief for NPR, and then hosting NPR's Morning Edition, the most widely heard radio news program, and I would have to say my favorite program in the U.S. And he joins us here in the National Defense. David, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. Thank you. Thanks for your kind words. I really appreciate it. It's great to be with you.
Hey, before we get into this documentary, how did you get into radio, number one? And how did you end up at NPR?
Well, it's funny. I look back. My mom once found one of my college applications, and it asked where you see yourself in 10 years. And I actually said, I guess I wrote down as a public radio host, which is kind of wild. How many people get to live the dream that they wrote down on a college application? But I was a print journalist, for 7 years at the Baltimore Sun, covering local schools, general assignment reporter, started covering the White House, and met a dear friend of mine, Don Gagne, who was covering the White House for NPR, and just, like, I wanted to be Don. we were covering the same beat together, but I watched what you could do with radio and, to tell stories and sound and, narrative documentary storytelling in the audio space. I was hooked, and I started banging down the doors at NPR and praying that they would someday give me a job. And finally, I got really lucky and was brought in to be the second White House correspondent along with Don.
It's so interesting too, David. A lot of radio guys, I've been doing radio since I was 14 years old, and I think a lot of kind of radio guys started out like that, just thinking, okay, that's what I want to do. And you meet people every day that are 30, 40, 50 years old, and they have no idea what they want to do. And it's just about, I don't know what it is about radio, but that's generally the answer. But this project that you worked on, Louder Than Guns, it's a new documentary. It's a music film. The first time I've ever seen this sentence, a music film about firearm safety in America. And I really love this idea, because that is one of those topics, right, that people just can't seem to talk about. And I've always said there are two things that break through the clutter that kind of normalize behavior, and that's music and humor. And I believe that to be true. How did this come about?
Yeah, I think you nailed it, and I believe the same thing. I think music, humor, sports can sometimes do it too. Everyone who, if you disagree, but you all, kind of love your sports team. I mean, I could talk to Pittsburgh Steelers fans, fellow Steelers fans, about anything in the world once they come together, and I feel like we could solve any problem together once we remember how much we love our Steelers. So my friend Ketch Secor, he's a musician. He's the front man for Old Crow Medicine Show. If you've heard the song Wagon Wheel or sang it at a karaoke bar, that's his song. He and I have been friends for years after I interviewed him, and 3 years ago, he, saw a tragedy in his hometown of Nashville, the Covenant School Massacre, 6 people killed, including 3 kids. He's written their names, carved their names on his musical instrument. He's a dad himself, runs a school in Nashville, and he was just devastated. And he just thought about that, like, people, gun owners, non-gun owners, and everyone in between will come together at one of his concerts, and he sees them in the front row when he's playing Wagon Wheel. And he just thought to himself, like, if they're coming together for my music, why can't they come together and sit down at a table and talk about something hard? Can music be the thing that brings people together? So he wrote a beautiful op-ed in the New York Times. I read it, texted him. We got on the phone, brought in a friend of ours, Doug Prey, who's a fabulous film director in L.A., whose specialty has been often music documentaries. And the three of us just felt like this is a mission that is so much bigger than ourselves. And if there's anything we can do to send a message to the world that if you come together around something you love, like music or something else, it puts you in a mindset of having an open mind, listening, and at least seeing where the conversation might take us, because we owe it to our kids. Like, you'll see kids in the film, Randy, crying out for us adults to do something together. They're not making a partisan argument. They're just saying, can you all stop fighting and yelling at each other and figure something out to make us safer?
Wow. That is a powerful picture of kids asking adults for help like that. And they should.
Oh, yeah.
They should. I mean, adults should be there for the kids. We're talking to David Green here on the National Defense. It's Louder Than Guns. That's a new documentary music film about firearm safety in America. And it's in theaters today in New York City and a North American rollout to additional cities. What were the kind of things that you found out? I've seen the trailer for this documentary. Some powerful comments by regular people.
Yeah, and powerful comments, and also regular people, like me, sitting down and just listening. One of the many conversations, Randy, that really stuck with me was one at a restaurant in Nashville. There was a woman, Shondell Brooks, who lost her son in a shooting at a Waffle House. And she told us all at the table, like, immediately everyone assumed, like, they would tell a grieving mother, don't come for my guns. And she said, I'm not coming for your guns. I know that not all gun owners are irresponsible. Like, I just want to be safe. And sitting across from her was Bill Robeson, you know, a gun owner who made the argument at the table that night in the restaurant that, like, if anything happened here, you are safer because, you know, I am a gun owner and know how to protect us all. Mm. But Bill knows more about gun safety than anyone at the table because he has been a gun owner using guns safely. He knows the tragedy that happens when you don't use firearms safely. He has a friend, you know, whose older brother shot his younger brother when he was 5 years old, the kid, because their gun wasn't secured. Like, Bill is a safe gun owner who wants to reduce gun violence, sitting at a table with a woman who lost her son in a shooting at a restaurant. If they can sit down and talk with an open mind and figure out solutions together, why can't we all do that?
And David, where do you hope that this documentary will lead us? Do you think it will matter at all? Do you think it will change minds? Do you think it will change behavior or change maybe the way we think about firearms?
You know, I think it's already mattered. And I really believe that. You know, we did an event in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is, you know, where I grew up. There was a gun club president who came, watched the film, told the audience, like, this film was balanced, said that gun owners should all watch it. And he actually was on stage with some people in the public health space who have been working on getting gun safety locks into the hands of people in the community. And he said, I want to get in touch with you all because I want to make sure that those gun safety locks are available to my entire membership base. So, Randy, wow. I truly believe that some future tragedy was prevented that night because, you know, there was some gun owner who learned something about gun safety and could continue doing something that they love, but doing it safely. And I want a version of that to happen in as many communities as possible. Like, we don't have some prescription, but I hope this film can change mindsets and put people in a space where they can, you know, try to make a difference in their communities in a different way.
Well, I mean, at least we're acknowledging it, right? At least we're talking about it and thinking about it. We're talking to David Green here on the National Defense. And the other part of that, I think, that's very important is you're bringing about and bringing together all these different factions of people. You know, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and I cannot tell you every single night there's a shooting. And it's usually in a concentrated area of Kansas City, but everybody just scratches their head. And it's like, you know, the mantra is everybody has a gun. And is that kind of the sense that you're getting talking to people about this documentary?
Yeah, I mean, I think the message is if you have a gun, you have a place at the table. If you don't have a gun, you have a place at the table. Hmm. No one is going to persuade you to, like, use guns, and no one is going to come and try to take your guns away. Like, it's what we are going to do is say, can you sit here with an open mind and talk to one another as neighbors? Like, it sounds so simple, but it's just not happening in our society today, and we, you know, we really want to change that.
Well, and our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And I can tell you that it's funny, people that don't talk to veterans on a daily basis like I do, they really don't understand about veterans. And it's easy to look at someone who's serving in a military and say they must like guns. They have to. That's part of their equipment. Yes. They also don't like wars. They hate fighting. They don't want a war. And I think those kinds of truisms that people don't understand is something that you guys are really helping to dissolve with this documentary.
Breaking stereotypes is one of the really important things that I think comes through in this film. If you watch it, it's not making assumptions about anybody and truly listening and watching the nuance and multiple layers of someone come through.
David, thanks for taking the time, man. I can't wait to see this documentary, which is out now in New York and other theaters to follow. Thanks for all the work that you've put in on this.
Thank you so much for having me, and to all of your listeners, thank you so much for your service.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel. Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Oh, forget something for your project? We've got you. At HomeDepot.com, get fast, free delivery on millions of items for whatever you're working on, same day or next day. We bring what you need, and you bring it to life. Get fast, free delivery only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m., subject to availability.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, T-Mobile recognizes the unwavering dedication and sacrifice of those who serve, have served, and the families who stand beside them. T-Mobile is committed to keeping military families connected through every PCS deployment and homecoming on America's best network. And they're proud to support hiring initiatives for veterans and spouses, strong partnerships with military organizations, and ongoing community investments that make a difference. Learn more at T-Mobile.com/military. Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, 2H2025.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
I play a character who served in the military, and, you know, I just, the more I learn about it, I've never served personally, but I've always had great respect, and so I want to thank everyone for their service.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, Nick. And these are the types of shows, by the way, and you probably know this, that our audience just eats up. I mean, and, you know, anything medical, anything law enforcement-wise. How does it feel to go from a doctor to a special agent?
The best. It feels the best. I'm over the moon. I had a great run on Chicago Med. It changed my life for the better. And I was left with the decision of continuing or moving on, and I felt deep down that I needed to move on and find a new playground of sorts. And this was exactly it. So, you know, I feel personally, and I'm so thankful and grateful to be able to say this out loud, that I'm exactly where I need to be doing what I need to be doing right now. And I have to thank. It is no surprise that the veterans love these shows, because Dick Wolf has made an entire brand on first responder forward storytelling, and he really pays homage to them, and no one does it better. And, you know, talk about loyalty and alliance there. And it's just, I'm really proud of the work I've done with Dick Wolf. It's no surprise I'm back here with another show with them. And I'm really excited for the fans to see this finale. And I got to thank the fans. We wouldn't be at a finale, let alone a season two to come, if people weren't watching. So I only have a job if you all watch. In a way, I serve the audience. No comparison to what our military do, but, you know, I do feel, an important service to the audience for entertainment, because I know how important it is to have an escape. Especially with the, you know, everything going on in the world and what people go through, entertainment does serve as that escape. So I'm glad to hear that it's working.
Hey, that's pretty interesting, Nick. We're talking to Nick Gelfis here on the National Defense and his role of FBI Special Agent Bill Goodman on the season finale of CIA Monday, May 18th. And, you know, you talk about the audience, and there have been so many shows, and a lot of times people feel like, you know, my vote doesn't count. You know, who cares what I think? That kind of a thing. But there have been shows that have been saved from extinction by letters that are written and emails written to networks to save different shows.
Yes.
So the fans do matter when it comes to that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely, especially in the day and age of social media, where it's such an immediate revolt or revolution to bring something back. Because, this is all, it is about the audience at the end of the day. Storytellers have a contract to the audience. And we are going to deliver something that hopefully they enjoy, and as long as they're watching, we'll continue telling the story. And that's exactly what's happened here. You don't get a season two if people aren't tuning in, and you don't think people will continue to tune in. But I think we have something really unique and special here that hasn't been done in this world. You know, espionage, CIA-type shows are not all over. We've seen them in film, of course, and there's some in premium cable. But as far as broadcast television, this is really a first. And also first for Dick Wolf. But you've seen Dick Wolf taking chances throughout their entire, you know, career of first time doing a medical show was when I did. They haven't written a medical show. They've put all these shows together in the crossovers, like the one Chicago. But I think people love that, especially law enforcement, because they realize, these people, these personnel work together in real life all the time. So when we see them interact on a television show back to back on one night, it seems like it's all happening in the same. It's just true to life, basically.
Yeah, I love that.
Capitalize and continue to challenge you. Yeah,
that you're right. It just makes it so much more real. And I just noticed, too, that so we're based in Kansas City, Missouri. And I know that your alma mater is.
I went to graduate school in Kansas City, Missouri.
UMKC, right?
I went to UMKC. No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it's so cool. So does that automatically make you a Chiefs fan now?
You know, I'd like to say yes, but I can't. I'm Cleveland, and you can ask you know, Kelce Brothers, how hard it is to go against your own town.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can ask those guys. But I got to say, you know, UMKC was a great school. I went there for my graduate schooling, and that was my second degree in pretending. I like to joke. And had I not gone there, had I not had that experience in Kansas City, I don't know what my career would have turned into and how different it would be right now, because I had a showcase and I came to New York and met a lot of agents and managers and got hooked up and put into the pipeline of the entertainment industry. So I'll never forget my time in Kansas City, Missouri.
What was your?
I never knew I'd end up there for school at all.
What was your favorite barbecue place?
Well, you know, funnily enough, I don't eat meat.
Oh wow!
I know it's probably sacrilegious to say that out loud. You know, it has to do more with cholesterol issues.
Yeah.
And avoiding certain things with my body, but I will say, obviously, a great town for all that, and music, and I just enjoyed myself a great deal when I wasn't working, and you know.
Yeah,
my education. But.
I can certainly relate. Our daughter's a vegan, and she lives in Kansas City. And the last time I took her to a Royals game, we were looking for anything vegan in the stadium, and there was nothing. I mean zero.
You know, no. Yeah.
Yeah. The land of barbecue, they don't concentrate on vegan stuff, right?
No. And not really. It's all right.
We're talking.
You know, funnily enough, I'd like to say, you know, you asked the question, how was it going from doctor to a special agent.
Yeah.
It got me into such an active and an action sense of a genre that I had not played before. I'm doing all this stunt choreography that I like to do mostly myself as much as I can. But my stunt coordinator and my stunt man that helps me, they're the best at teaching me how to do it safely and make it look authentic. So I'm having a blast doing that. I have actually never shot a gun in my life. And so it's really fun to learn how to operate a handgun. I've gone to a gun range with the FBI tech advisor. His name is Mike Matera, former FBI agent and NYPD cop. And he's just, I'm attached to him at the hip, not the hip that I wear my gun on, of course. But he's just taught me everything on the safety and, you know, just to try and get it right, because this is all brand new for me, but this is the exact type of shift I needed. Creatively, I think, and I'm having a hell of a time doing it. It's changed my life for a second time.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, you know, with you talk about Dick Wolf. Dick Wolf tends to always get it right with the little details, right? How you shoot, where you shoot, where your hands are, where your legs are, all of that kind of stuff. Because he knows, as I'm sure you know, Nick, if you get it wrong, you hear from people.
Absolutely. The highest compliment I can get from someone is of an audience member who has worked the profession of the character that I'm playing, because I know that they're going to look in a very different way than anybody else. They're going to be the most critical. And so I, like I said, the FBI tech advisor, I ask him everything from what am I thinking? What are different types of stances? Why would I not want to stand this way? Would I be too intimidating? Mm-hmm. Things like this. But if I'm trying to manipulate somebody, you know, FBI agents and CIA operatives are very much like actors. You have to put on a facade at certain times.
Yeah.
To get what you want or to blend in or not seem so obvious. And it's really remarkable that you know, I just sort of love the similarities between the two professions in a way. You know, I had to work on making sure that my thumb wasn't sticking out when I held the gun like I'm hitchhiking.
Right.
You know, you can visualize
right.
holding the gun in my right, I'm right-handed, so my right thumb is sticking out. You would think I never grew up with a car, and I'm just hitchhiking. But apparently the tension that I'm holding in my hands, I'm unaware of it. And so the FBI tech advisors come up after takes and go, your thumb's sticking out. You got to get rid of it. I'm going to cut those thumbs off, or I'm going to put some glue on it, and we're going to glue your hand to the gun.
That's funny. That's so good, though, man. It's such a great time to talk to you, Nick. Nick Gelfis, FBI Special Agent Bill Goodman, season finale, CIA, Monday, May 18th, 10 Eastern, and streaming on Paramount Plus the next day. Nick, thank you so much for the time.
Oh, no, thank you. I really appreciate it. Good to meet you.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Can you see? try it.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety, on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.